Sean Burks, the head football coach, of course, with the Audubon Wheelers joining us here as they get ready for their Week 2 matchup with Booyer Valley. And, Coach, both you guys come into this game undefeated. Let's start with you. What did you learn about your team in last week's win over at Southeast Warren?
First of all, we found out that, there's a lot to grow. There's a lot of room for improvement. When we look at film, we're putting a lot of notes in, find a lot of things going on. But at the same time, we were up 48-7, and we were probably, two plays from that being, a running clock at halftime, and maybe, up something like 50-some to 0 at half or early in the third quarter. So that the nice thing is we're close as far as that. But at the same time, there's a lot to clean up. So it gets me excited to see if we were that close to being that kind of a score with that lack of execution at times, what we're capable of if we put it all together and improve as we're capable of doing.
Do you feel like guys came in with the right focus to start prep week for Booyer Valley?
Yeah, I really do. I thought Monday's film session was pretty good. Tuesday, when offensive day, we did our new install of stuff. Guys seemed focused. They seemed to understand what we were doing. They had some good ideas themselves. We did some review of some signals and whatnot, and just mentally it seemed like they were there. So, now today on Wednesday doing this, it's a defensive night. We'll go ahead and try to prep for what they're going to bring us. But, at the same time, focusing on what we need to do to get better. A lot of our things that we were looking at on film, are things that just need a few more reps and a little more time to see it. So now that they've seen themselves on film, I'm excited to get after it this week in practice and see if we can start cleaning up some of those little things that we pointed out in film.
Coach mentioned Booyer Valley. Also want to know, they beat River Valley. I know you guys have broke down their film. What are you looking at with this team?
I think it starts with the quarterback, the Volkman kid. He's a junior. He's got good size, runs well. They're not like they were in previous years where they're spread and they're slinging it. But they can. They can go spread. They can use motion. They can run it out of the spread more. So they're a little bit more physical than they've been in previous years. They've got some decent size up front. And they're perfectly capable of just getting under center, putting everybody in the box, running eye tight, and just running lead and dive and getting 2, 3, 4, 5 yards a crack and then hopefully break one off. But, it can be demoralizing. It can be tough to play against a team that's getting 2, 3, 4 yards a carry and just stringing together third down conversions and sucking time off the clock. Southeast Warren did it to us on our first drive Friday night. They had 8 plays, I believe, before we got the ball back. Luckily, they fumbled, but they were marching it on us. It's just a different mentality than we have. We want to be explosive. We want to score fast. So I think a little bit when our guys face a team that is not that same mentality and they don't want to get in the track meet and teams want to play keep away, it can be frustrating. So we've talked about that openly, that I take that as a compliment. Teams are scared to give us the ball somewhat at times. They want to play this keep away game. But at the same time, we got to do something to not allow that. If we can still get a 3-and-out in 3 plays, and it's the most they can take off the clock is 2 minutes. 40 seconds times 3, 120 seconds. So it's 2 minutes. So it's not like they're doomed to have a 10-minute drive unless we keep allowing them to convert and keep moving the sticks. So that's the thing for us is we got to make sure we're ready to go from the get-go. Last Friday, it took a while to get our feet under us. I fully anticipate that was just a week one thing of not knowing what the team was going to bring, not playing against any other varsity kids. We're playing against JV kids in practice. Now we've had a Friday night to get up to speed, figure out what that's like. I thought after that first drive, our defense really settled in well for the night. So hopefully we're ready from the get-go Friday night.
And your defensive line going to be a strength this year, a lot of talent up there that probably puts some onus on them this week to kind of clog those running lanes, let your linebackers flow and make plays to shut down that run game?
Yeah, it starts, our whole defensive game plan starts up front for us, with Joey Schramm at the nose guard, D-tackle spot. He's 6'4", 260, he's an athlete, he's really smart, he's really good, he's a returning All-State kid, so if teams try to block him one-on-one with the center, we usually like our chances to win that. And if teams have to double him or get creative and cut him or whatever it is, then that seems to really free up the linebackers to go do their job. So as long as Joe's not getting beat one-on-one, it really sets us up for success. And then obviously it trickles down. Our defensive ends, As long as they're not getting washed down and hooked, you know, those two 6'4 kids with long arms, you know, Cooper and Garrett, they do a nice job for us. So, but at the same time, all three of those guys saw things they needed to clean up from last week, and I'm excited to see if they keep growing together. They could really make life easy for our linebackers and DBs, and they can really make life tough for opposing offenses.
What have you seen from the Boyer Valley defense on film? How do you expect them to come out and look to try and slow you guys down and make you have the longer drives and not the explosive plays?
You know, they look like they want to be a four-man front, which we don't see a whole lot. So I'm curious to see if that's what the game plan is this week or not. They've also shown some three-man, so we'll be ready for that. The nice thing about preparing for these guys after Southeast Warren is Southeast Warren was always a three-man front. And pretty much always zone. And these guys are, as much as they can, they want to be a four-man front and be as much man. So, you know, preparing for the back-to-back weeks, it's not that hard. If they would come out in something goofy or they come out in something we don't expect, between the 2 weeks of preparation, you know, we've covered a lot of bases there with even and odd fronts, man and zone. So it's one of those where if you get used to playing everyone that plays zone and a team throws man at you, sometimes it can be like, okay, what are we going to do here? But with us, having played zone last week, expecting man this week, you know, 2 different weeks of preparation, you can kind of lean on your experience there a little bit too. So, you know, if they go 4-man, we're going to have to be ready for that. If they go 3-man, we've been ready for that. So the back end of it, we see a lot of man. 8-man football, a lot of teams run man, so that's nothing new for us. We'll see, though. You know, it's a new head coach. Obviously, we're a different team to prepare for than River Valley, so they could come out and bring some totally different stuff at us, and we've got to be ready to adjust to that.
Gavin Smith had a big day running the football the other day, also had a big day passing the ball, and his favorite target looked like Matthew Beiswinger. So two really good weapons for you to start the season.
Yeah, you know, it's offensively, it's no secret. Gavin is where it starts for us. You know, he does a good job commanding the huddle. He does a nice job as a teammate. Kids respect him. Kids know what he's trying to do there. He puts us in the right play when needed to. Just a really smart kid. Obviously we lean on his legs and his arms as well. The nice thing about having a weapon like Matt on the outside is it's going to have to keep teams honest. And when teams start lightening the box, you know, we're very comfortable running the ball. You know, we run the ball 75% of the time most years. You know, at the end of the year, it's pretty common. We're in that 70 to 80% of the time running the ball. But that 20 to 30% that we're not, we've been really explosive. You know, we completed 5 passes, but it was 100-plus yards and 2 touchdowns. So if we're getting 20-plus yards per completion, you got to kind of pick your poison. If you come up and attack and try to press us and really get up in our business and we beat you over top and we score in one play, we'll take it. You know, we want to be as explosive as possible. And you loosen guys up and you give us 7-8 yards of carry, you know, with a deep safety and we're avoiding third downs altogether and fourth downs, and we score in 6-7 plays, we'll take that too. So it's one of those where we got to kind of take what the defense gives us. Obviously, Matt opens up things on the outside, and Gavin's got the ability to do whatever inside. But I tell you what, Carter Andreessen running the ball last week was a big addition for us. He ran downhill hard. He sets both of those things up. Getting Braden Wessel back healthy will help, especially at the slot. He can run the jet sweep game for us. He can catch the ball for us. And obviously a big part of it is the big guys up front too. So, you know, we've got some different options and we're lucky. We've got a lot of veteran options that are capable of running most of the playbook right now. So if we see something we like, we've got a lot of different ways to go find a way to exploit it.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. Appreciate all your time as always. And looking forward to having you on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game coming up Friday.
You bet. Looking forward to talking to the guys after the game.
You bet. Head coach again, Sean Burks with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, they take on Boyer Valley coming up on Friday night.